Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, buddy, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We're talking about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. And what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. And this week has been a great week of podcasts. We talked Monday about what if everything is happening for you is not against you and is part of your learning process. Yesterday, we talked about people resist what they don't understand. It's just part of the process, family. And yesterday I said, you know, I was going to preface that we're going to talk about wise counsel today. I'm going to bring up some personal circumstances around wise counsel and understanding what is wise counsel. But if you want to coach with me privately, or you need a team member to reach out to you, give you a little bit deeper understanding of what we do. Okay, I do private coaching now. So we're launching our new class. We filled up the February 6th class. And so we have our April 1st class coming up. So you can get in line to get into there, to make a deposit to get into the April 1st class, But if you need more information, if that's not the right fit for you, one of my team members now will physically reach out to you. Okay. If you want to jump in, you can jump in right for 7 days free for 2023. But if you have more questions, click the description down below and apply for the private coaching. They'll get you in our ecosystem that basically just answer any questions you may have to see if we can support and help you. Okay. It doesn't hurt. And quite a few people, how do I buy XRP? That's not what it's for. It's like, if you have any questions on what type of coaching we do and things like that. So anyways, do your research. Love you guys. Okay. So what is wise counsel? So I'll share with you guys. So as I was going on my healing journey and trying to understand myself, is I was getting bamboozled by a lot of people because I would listen to advice from all these people who I would see on social, or I would see them, look a certain way or say a certain thing, or they're super articulate, or they could bust out Bible verses, or they would say this or say that. And I started to realize, as I started to trust these people and dive into these people and start to, align with these people, that they were full of shit, that everything they were saying on social media and half the stuff they say, a lot of these motivational speakers will sit there and tell you how, oh, you got to do this. They yell and yell and stuff, and they can't even take care of themselves. Or not even, just interesting stuff. And so as I started to get access to new information, new people, influencers, and people within the ecosystem and the spaces, I realized, interesting dynamic. I'm like, a lot of these people are not wise counsel, right? And so how do you tell if somebody is wise counsel? You look at their life and you methodically watch and pay attention to how they actually live. So not what they say, what do they do, right? If somebody's telling you to get your shit together, to be motivational, to be inspired, but they can't take care of themselves in a physical sense, like, is that really living what you preach? Go out there and get it. Get up early. You got to grind. You got to do this. But then you look at them in a physical sense and they're not taking care of themselves, right? And so like, how can you tell somebody to go get their shit together if they're not taking care of themselves? So also, you think about it too, like a lot of people who claim to be Christians and they carry around their Bible and they know all these Bible verses, they say they follow the life of Jesus, and then you peel back the curtain and they're being unethical with women and they're doing all this different stuff. It's like, so that's not wise counsel. So my point behind this is, we went through this journey. We talked about Monday, everything is happening for you and not as against you. And then Tuesday, we talked about people don't resist what they don't understand. And these people are giving you counsel, or wise counsel, or trying to tell you how to live your life. The thing you do is you step back and you look at their life and you say, is that what I want for my life? And if the answer is no, after watching them, not listening to what they say, but watching what they do, then you don't take that as wise counsel. Wise counsel is following the advice of somebody who actually has what you want or has been where you're going. That's wise counsel. Somebody who has wisdom, somebody who's been through it, somebody who has done it, somebody who's not bullshitting you, somebody who's walking the walk, not talking the talk. So be very, very careful. So if you have somebody, that is considered wise counsel to other people, really look at how the person lives their life. Look how they treat people outside of church. Look how they treat people, you know, outside of their buddies. Look how they, you know, how they talk about women. Look how, you know, they spend their money. Look what type of things they do. They, if someone's giving you advice, just step back, look at their life. Don't take that advice as, you know, the Bible or some creed or whatever that's called, you know, something basically in stone. Look back and say, you know what? You're giving me advice on women, but you're on relationships, but you text women lustfully and you talk about other women when you have a spouse, partner, lover. Nah, that's not good. That's not going to work out for me. You tell me you follow the life of Jesus, but I know that you play women and you're dating multiple women. Like, that's not what Jesus would do. So why would you take wise counsel for? Why would you even listen to an ounce of what that person says if they preach one thing and on the other hand, they're doing a completely different thing? So wise counsel is super important. Mentors are super, super important. Make sure that the mentor that you hire is somewhere that you want to be or something that you aspire to be. And then ask questions. I think it's very, very important to ask questions. So I love you guys. I appreciate you. Seek wise counsel. Let's get after it. Monday, I talked about everything is happening for you. Nothing is against you. Yesterday, I talked about don't stop your dreams because someone just doesn't understand where you're going. Don't even feed into it. They're not trying to do anything to hurt you. We all resist what we don't understand. I love you guys very much. As we always say, warriors, rise. Get your shit together.